Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna, and I wanted to share with you the most recent weekly channeled message. This message is from Lord Melchizedek, and it's entitled, How to Merge with Your True Identity, channeled through myself, Natalie Glasson, on the 14th of April, 2016. It is my purpose, Lord Melchizedek, to awaken your inner remembrance at this time. I am present to stimulate the light within you, so that truth may emerge from within your being, entering your conscious mind. You may call upon my presence at any time to work with you, inviting me to awaken your inner remembrance and stimulate the light within you. Whether you wish to gain guidance or a deeper understanding concerning a particular matter, or simply to enhance your ascension process. It is my purpose at this time to support all in connecting with their inner truth, awakening, and realizing all that is the Creator within. To assist, I, Lord Melchizedek, wish to share information concerning your identity and how with contemplation upon your identity you can experience greater inner liberation and acceleration of your ascension. Illusions and truth of your identity. When speaking of your identity, it is often that you perceive your identity to be who you really are, your truth, source, or core. There are numerous aspects of your being. Therefore, there are numerous aspects of yourself and the Creator for you to identify with. To say that you have only one identity, whether physical or spiritual, is an illusion. To believe that you extend from an individual energy, planet, star, or civilization is also an illusion. When wishing to comprehend your source, essence, core, or truth, it is important to comprehend that you are both constant and ever-changing. Everything and yet also nothing. You are the Creator and you are formless, infinite and ever-present. When you can truly comprehend yourself in this way, not with your mind, with your heart and inner knowingness, you become an embodiment of the truth of the Creator. With embodiment, you live and experience the truth of the Creator in every present moment. This is when your reality becomes effortless, truly enjoyable, and breathtakingly beautiful. The experiences of your current reality, past and future lifetimes, as well as existence on different dimensions, become stories like scripts of a play in which you have a leading role. Each experience is valuable beautiful, growth-enhancing, and inspirational, allowing you to explore all that is the Creator. These experiences, although they may feel real and a deep part of your being at that time, truthfully, they do not resemble your true self. The formless, infinite, and ever-present, yet ever-changing self. Each experience becomes a story which describes your journey rather than the source of your being or who you truly are. Many allow their story and journey to become their identity. It is interesting to contemplate if a lifetime where you were immensely kind, generous, and compassionate describes or could be described as your truth. It is in my opinion that this lifetime does not describe your true essence, no more than a lifetime when you were immensely spiritual, poor, sick, cruel, or unkind. Each experience or story allows you to glimpse an aspect of your inner truth, akin to a mighty jewel within you gradually being revealed. Your true identity. Your actions reflect and reveal so much about you. However, that which is revealed is not your identity. Mostly, it is a mixture of your beliefs, experiences, parental programming, and so forth. Your true identity may not truly be revealed to you until barriers, limitations, and distractions that your thoughts and emotions attach to are released. Your true identity emerges to you as glimmers when you are in stillness, connecting to the Creator, communing with nature, or exploring deep within. It is often that there is a need to move beyond your thoughts, emotions, and perceptions of identity, even your spiritual perceptions of your identity, to connect with the true essence of your being, your formless, infinite, ever-present, and ever-changing aspect of yourself. I share my message with you as I observe many people upon the earth witnessing their inner self. In doing so, many access a glimpse of their true essence, the Creator. The glimpse they receive of their inner Creator is awe-inspiring and expansive, with so much to contemplate that they accept this glimpse of the Creator as their whole truth. They accept this glimpse of the Creator as their identity, feeling that they have discovered all they originally desired to recognize about their true self. There is so much of yourself to discover. Therefore, it is important to let go of spiritual discoveries, past lifetime realizations, spiritual civilization connections, and so forth, as otherwise these become your identity. rather than a story, script, or a glimpse of your truth, leading you forth to greater true self-awareness, attachments can be formed, and you become stagnant in your growth, believing you have discovered all you need to about your spiritual being and self. Your belief in your discoveries and your acceptance of them as your identity can offer further growth to some extent. However, it can also cause you to be blind to or distracted from new inner awakenings, realizations dawning, and glimpses emerging. Letting go or releasing your attachments to the stories, experiences, past, present, future, and glimpses of the Creator encourages you to exist in the flow of the Creator, creating within you an appropriate state of further growth, self-acceptance, discovery, and true self-emergence. Cherish and love all that you are, all you have experienced and discovered about yourself. However, remember that your true self is formless, infinite, ever-present, and ever-changing. This way, attachments are dissolved, and the truth is constantly emerging from within your being. Therefore, your actions become an expression of your inner truth and Creator Self. Aligning with your true identity. Take time to observe your thoughts. In doing so, contemplate whether you use your experiences, stories, inner reflections, beliefs, and glimpses of the Creator to form your identity. Do you create who you believe yourself to be at a spiritual and physical level through your perceptions of yourself and the world around you? Notice how attached you are to your spiritual discoveries, the thoughts and beliefs you have about yourself. It is important to allow your spiritual discoveries to inspire you, to fill your entire being, even for you to embody the energies revealed to you. Carry it forth as an aspect of yourself, without believing that it is your new complete identity. If your perceptions of yourself were to vanish, would you feel liberated or lost? Through contemplation, you can expand your mind, your ability to perceive the Creator within you, while casting aside any blockages or limitations causing stagnant energy within your spiritual growth. There are no further instructions or guidelines for me to share with you, because I know that with your contemplation, you will reveal insights that will support you in transforming within, releasing attachments and perspectives that cause stagnant energy within you. Your natural abilities will awaken within you, rising to guide and assist you evermore. You may wish to affirm during meditation or quiet time, I merge my perspective of my identity with the formless, infinite, ever-present vibration of the Creator. As you repeat the affirmation silently within, imagine thin threads of multicolored light flowing and twisting together, entering through your crown chakra at the top of your head, moving through each chakra and into the earth. The energy you experience is directly from the Creator. It holds the Creator's qualities of formlessness, infinity, being present and ever-changing. You can imagine these sacred threads of light akin to the light DNA of the Creator, penetrating and merging with your being while awakening the same within you. This affirmation, visualization, and inner knowingness can be practiced as often as you wish to support your deeper connection with and expression of the Creator. In discovering your inner essence and truth, perceptions of your identity will naturally fall away, revealing the truth of the Creator within you. I honor the divine within you. I am present to serve the Creator within you. Lord Melchizedek.